The Federal Reserve is expected to increase a benchmark interest rate this week. It would be the first increase since last December, and that was the first increase in nearly a decade. Here to look at what a rate hike would mean for consumers is Jill Schlesinger. She's business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
Well, let's first talk about mortgages and what a rate hike would mean for people who want to buy a house.
Well, you know, a rate hike directly is not going to affect mortgage rates. However, rates have gone up by anywhere between a half to three quarters of a percent, and that is because the 10-year Treasury has increased. Investors really believe that a more quickening economy, maybe because of infrastructure spending or tax cuts, will require a higher interest rate environment that's pushed up mortgage rates. So, you know, it's not terrible. They're still pretty low. I will say that if you have an adjustable rate mortgage, that could see some higher pricing in the coming months as the Fed keeps raising interest rates.
And I was checking on the numbers. It looks like the current average for a 30-year fixed is somewhere around 4.2% right now, which, as you say, is still historically low, but not as low as it has been. Is there anything people can do to lock in a lower rate? Because we saw, we just talked about last week, that in Seattle, there's a big rush to buy homes because people want to get in there before the rates go up further.
Well, I mean, look, you can do a rate lock. You can buy a longer term, but the pressure really does build then to find a house that you like. And I always get a little bit nervous putting that kind of pressure on people. I think what you said before, though, is really more important, that historically, this is still a very low rate. And for maybe the average home out there, we're seeing the rate rise. Maybe it equates to, let's say, anywhere between, say, $70 to $100, even if it's a more expensive home, maybe it's $100 or $200 extra a month. May seem like a lot, but I hope that's not the difference between being able to afford a new house and not.
What about the effect of a rate hike on savings? People who have been making 12 cents every 6 months in their savings account, will that change?
Well, I'm very excited to tell you it will go from 12 to 12 and a half cents.
Right,
it's really
right.
Going to be terrific. Well, all right, look, last year when the Fed raised rates, it was such a bummer because, frankly, big financial institutions, they passed very little of the increase on to customers. So I don't think savers are going to be, like, excited anytime soon. But, again, if rates continue to rise next year, we will see more in our interest, but not a lot more. You're going to have to wait a couple more cycles for that to occur.
And what about credit card rates and student loan interest rates?
Well, let's start with the student loans. You know, federal loans, they are fixed, so no impact from a rate increase. But remember, a lot of private loans, they're variable. You
right.
want to double check to see what your rate is based on. Could it be a T-bill here in the U.S. or the prime rate, maybe LIBOR? Those rates could start to change. You got to factor that in. With credit cards, yes, they have variable rates. And of course, unlike savings, you know, what happens is as soon as you get a slight increase, it'll pass through in a couple of billing cycles to your credit card. What you may want to do is if you got a job, you feel secure, you may want to do those one of those balance transfers to lock in a 0% rate or a lower rate at this point.
That's Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money, and now one of the top five influencers on LinkedIn. Congrats, Jill.
Hey, thanks so much.